Hello, my name is Chip Lang, and you are listening to Total EM. Today's podcast is going to be a nice short one. I know I say that, but this time I really do mean it as well. Hopefully I stay on track, but this was something that I've been having on hand. I've been debating when to do this. I've talked with friends, colleagues, my wife. I even had my wife review my actual prepared portion of this to share and make sure that grammatically I was speaking correctly because she is an English teacher. But I wanted to make sure that what I was saying was something that isn't going to come across the wrong way, because it's something that can be a little sensitive and can come across the wrong way if you talk about it the wrong way. So I made sure that when I chose to do this, I had the time to do it properly. Fair enough, though, I'll admit that this is trumping some content that I prepared for a while, mainly because I can edit myself really quickly versus editing some of the other people. It takes a lot more time. And with a newborn baby at home, this is something that's a lot easier for me to post, especially since I've been thinking about this for a long time. So we need to talk about something: misinformation. Unfortunately, the world is full of it, and we cannot seem to stop ourselves. The internet was one of the greatest inventions brought forth to the modern world to allow for the rapid sharing of scientific information. We have bastardized it in time to now spread hate and grossly incorrect information. What was once a way to spread knowledge is now attacking science and what we have learned. Most spread misinformation by mistake or without malicious intent, to say the least. Some are scared, others are ignorant, and there are those who are simply lazy. The ones that are the most dangerous are those who know precisely what they mean to do and in their own divisive ways share such misinformation. They are sensationalists and radicalize an unwitting population to sharing false narratives under the guise of truth, but without the very meaning of the word. We talk about fake news and spinning frequently along with other clever words and phrases, but what do they mean? Where did we go astray? Science was once respected as an art, a way to better the world. But so many mislead others away from this noble method by convincing them that they are only theories or play on emotions rather than what is proven. How do we combat and address such issues? Those who research and then post after vetting information is so infrequent that even media outlets fail to do it properly. How does this translate to us as individuals? Being skeptical is part of our existence and a means of survival, but are we applying this incorrectly? Are we killing ourselves because something does not fit an archaic worldview? I mention all of this not to demean others, but as a legitimate concern. The numbers are growing and misinformation is worsening. I fear the death of science in its proper sense. We need to make the change. Educate and encourage others to remember that we are in a time where misinformation rapidly spreads, but that we need to do our part not to contribute to such an issue. Will you help? We see people rapidly like and share without reading or fully comprehending what it means. Maybe we can be the light. Let us spread this message. That part, if you're reading the blog post, that's where things, for the most part, end. And there are some other notes afterwards. And I share this because, really, misinformation can be interpreted in a bunch of different ways. Misinformation is not something that's straightforward. Now, there are some classic examples of things that I can talk about pretty easily here that we can acknowledge. Flat earthers, I'm sorry, I just can't be convinced of this argument. This is not an argument where I can reasonably talk to a person. I have yet to find someone who is truly a flat earther rather than just using it as some sort of mental masturbation as far as a topic that is something we can actually legitimately discuss. It goes back to what they're using as information. It's just totally a false narrative. But what we can talk about are other things. One example, and I hate using this example, it's so appropriate as a medical podcast to discuss this, and it's something that I deal with on a relatively frequent basis, and that's vaccines. I've had friends ask me about what vaccines to use. I've had, obviously, patients who've asked the same thing, even colleagues who ask about vaccinations. There's obviously lots of information out there, and there's misinformation to go with it too. Whereas with the flat earther, I cannot have a reasonable conversation. There are definitely people who are pro or against vaccines where I can at least have a conversation. I can't do it with all of them on either side. There are going to be some people one way or the other. For me, it really doesn't matter what my personal opinion is in this podcast, but I will tell you that I am very much more pro-vaccine. And if some anti-vaxxer group or crap is out there monitoring this and happen to find that I'm on there, I'm not going to waste the time because, like I said, I have a new baby to deal with all the anti-vaccine questions. If you have something legitimate, we can discuss this further. But if you just found this post, I'm not going to waste my time. I am telling you that now. However, what I do like and what I believe we should be doing is vetting our information. There's so many ways to do this. One easy way is Snopes. I know some people say it leans too conservative, it leans too liberal. It's so funny because when you go down and dig into it, you actually find that they really are pretty much in line. Snopes is just one example. It may not be perfect, but it's definitely an example to use. There are other things out there too. But sometimes we take satire websites and convince that they are truth when they are not. And we need to quit doing that. We need to vet our resources that we are using to cite information because so many of these are so improperly done. It just blows my mind. And there's easy ways to double check things like this. But I see it so much on social media and everything else. I believe it is definitely worth taking your time to look at this information. Here's something else to consider. When we have these discussions, I am more than happy to have discussions with people, truly legitimate discussions, but we very rarely do this the right way. I learned one of the best ways to do this was using the Raytech approach. This is something you can teach someone with an elementary education. Literally, they did this with kids. They were able to show that it worked very well, and it's basic. It's something we all should be doing on our day-to-day. Some of us are doing it whether or not we realize it. I learned the Raytech approach by my professor of philosophy and ethics, who was also my MMA instructor initially, and just a well-rounded guy. But the Raytech approach was a very fundamental way to get everyone on the same level to have an appropriate conversation. This is the same thing we should be doing. Like I said, we'd be happy to have a separate podcast or discussion on this if people want to know how to formulate an argument. But using such simple methods as the Raytech approach allows us all to be on the same page and have the appropriate conversations, which is all I'm really asking for, is that we appropriately vet our information, we figure out what information we're using, why, having the appropriate citations for it, and building off of it from there. That's it. You know, this is nothing crazy. This is not a unique concept, but this is something that I feel is so important and something that we have to discuss, which is why I'm sharing it now. I want you, the people who are listening, the people who are reading the blog post, to share this with as many people as possible because we need to have an honest conversation about misinformation. All right, that's all the time I'm going to spend with this today. Like I said, we'd be happy to share more if you want. I am not going to deal with a bunch of crap about people who are just going to be, you know, anti-vaxxers because I mentioned vaccines. Because like I said, it's just an example, something we can always talk about more if we really want to, but it's been covered so many times and people are going to stand on one side or the other. The people who are actually curious, who actually want legitimate information, feel free to ask. Otherwise, until next time, continue to provide total care everywhere.